Okay, Simon Shin, we're up to a new Simon. Simon Shin, Sadiches, page 526. Just do a little bit. I didn't prepare too much. Habol limdoid alpaim amo, didin heich moidim alpaim amo. How?
Number four.
How does one measure the 2,000 amos? So, habol limdoid alpaim amos shel tchum ir. A person wants to measure 2,000 amos of tchum city. Im chayso ir aricha uketina. If the city was a rectangle, it's not a perfectly square city. Rectangle. Oy shachayso nulubas, or it was a perfect square. Veloy l'ribua ha'olam. Even if it's not according to the ribua of the world. Page 526.
Thank you.
526. Now, if you have the deer shoe, you right away can see on the left side. He shows over here. I mean,
it looks like a bunch of dominoes.
You see that it's not Liribua. It's not Liribua Ha'olam. You see the city is
the same city.
It's a square.
It's the way you look at it.
Right, it's a square. But
Right.
It's a square city, but it's not. The boundaries are not perfectly northeast here in Brooklyn. The streets are not perfectly north-north. East, right? The city streets here. Ocean, all the grid.
It's a grid, yeah.
But it's not perfectly, it's not due east.
Yes,
we're starting that. Ocean Avenue. It's not perpendicular. Right. It's
completely north.
Right, so that's exactly what it shows here in this picture number two, on the left side. You have a city like this. So the question is, when you measure 2,000 amos, and 2,000 amos is going to be measured according to the north, south, east, west of the world, or according to the boundaries of the city itself. So, if it was long and short, since this type of city, whether it is a rectangle or it is a perfect square, but it is a perfect square, even despite the fact that it's not according to the boundaries of the world. Leave it the way it is. So you just count. You calculate the 2,000 amos from the perimeter of the square of. So we're first going to be dealing with a square city. Then we'll deal with a circular city. I'm sure you remember the pictures from Masech of Ervin, and here the Inshadim is over here. But the first thing is very simple. Very simple halacha. You're dealing with a city. It doesn't have to be a perfect square. That's number one. Rectangle is fine. If it's rectangle is fine, you measure 2,000 amos from each one of the four sides. If the city is a rectangle or a square and it's not aligned according to the north and the south, east, west of the world, it also is irrelevant. You just measure 2,000 amos from the perimeter of the city in all four directions. Let's see Mishnah Berurah first. Mishnah Berurah Richa Uktina Perush Einu Rachav Karacha. That's simple. It's a rectangle. Mishnah Berurah Beis V'lo L'Riboy Ha'Olam Haynu She'ena Amyad Sofayin L'Tzoyin Ha'Olam U'Droyim L'Droyim Ha'Olam Elu Be'Alach Soyin. Like picture number two on the left side. Arba Zavio Shavos Li'afuke Keshi Ruchav Mitzanecha V'Gusor Mitzaracher. That we're going to see later on in the next picture. They left pictures where it's not in the Zavah Shavas in the Rebuah Marbin Asok, because then we're going to learn leniencies. And if you have a city that's jagged, that's not perfectly square, what you can do is you can make a virtual square from the extreme sections of the city, and then from that virtual square you can begin to count your 2,000 amos in all four directions. But at this point, and we do not need to come on to that, let's go to Sif Beis. Hoy Sagula. Let's say you live in a city that's a circle. Page Reish Samach Dalet. The name Sim Beis. Shin Tzadi Ches. Sif Beis. It's on the next page. Hoy Sagula. Hoy Sagula. Page Reish Samach Dalet. Comes right after 526. Beis. Hoy Sagula. Let's say it's a circular city. Oysala Zavios. Then we are very generous and we make for it corners. As if the circle is within a square. From its sides. Also meruba, it comes out that you gain, you profit. Hazavios, you profit the corners. Mm-hmm. So in addition to getting 2,000 amos from the place where you live, you're also going to gain the corner, those extra corners like you see in picture 5. If you look on the right side, you see picture 5, you see a circular city, and we see that city has been put inside of a box. That's the virtual perimeter of the city, and the 2,000 amos are calculated from those imaginary lines. A triangular city, like you see on the right side. Many sides. All of these, see over here on these pictures, all the various different pictures. All the pictures. You first square it out. And afterwards, and then you extend the chum 2,000 amos in each direction. Gimel. Kishuhum meraba, meraba biribua ha'olam, kidei shetehei kol ruach. When you do square it out, this is a little more complicated. When you do square it out, you square it out, meraba biribua ha'olam, according to the dimensions of the world. Now, if you look over your picture number 9, nine really illustrates that idea very well. Because if you would want to be merabah that city, there are many ways you can do so. Look at picture number 9 on the right side. Okay, all the pictures you see on the right side, the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah. On the right side, you see there that triangular city. But that triangle is not exactly a line. So where are the imaginary perimeter? Where is the imaginary perimeter? You can go like this, like this, like this. There is no set way. You can turn it. And you can draw any of those one sides, if you wish, can be one of the boundaries. So here is a leniency, what makes things real nice and simple is, in this situation, we do use the real north, south, east, west to square out a city, and that can work to your advantage and disadvantage, depending on how it's consistent. That's what it says here. Now this is not so simple. Let's see the Mishnah. First of all, the Mishnah Berurah, Kishum Rabam, Rabba Rabba Olam, Kedei Shetehei Kol Ruach, Mimenu Meshucha Keneged Ruach, Muchas Olam, Muchas Keneged, and be perpendicular to those four sides of the world. Let's see Mishnah Berurah Zayin. Mishnah Berurah Zayin, Ruach Olam, Hainu She'enu Yochol Asas, Ribuach Kamosh Yer. It said, don't do what you want. It's not a free-for-all. Don't do what you want. El dafkul if yiruchos olam darim kineged darim v'tzav kineged tzavon or mishamu lahalun moedim al paimam. From there on, when you measure the 2,000 amos, the water. Now, if you notice over here, there's a shari tshuva. Let's see what it says over here. If you notice the Mishnah Berurah, you notice that there's a star. Okay, there's a star before. After it says gimel, there are two brackets with a star inside. Kishu meraba. V'chosaf be, I'm not sure what that means. Benun beis memtes. I don't know what that means. Simenun aleph l'inyin medidas atchum lechatchil yesh l'rabeya l'ribua ha'olam. Aval im kvar tzin ha'ribua shul. No de biyuda could be. No de biyuda. What's the memtes? Madura tanisa. The second edition. The second val. What?
Tinyana.
Madura Tinyana. The second edition, there are different like volumes which are called editions. Simin and Aleph. L'nidida satchom lechatchila yesh l'rabeah l'ribuah olam. That's what you should lechatchila. This halacha is lechatchila. Aval im kvar tzien haribuah sheloi l'ribuah olam v'yiskimu b'nei ha'ir l'zeh shuv b'nei ha'ir l'chol shabasas mi'chuyav l'yishar b'midah zo v'ein ha'yachol yachol l'fresh minat tzibur lo'ymar ech shav li kirit tzayni amalim halacha. This halacha, what he's basically telling us, this was a convention. In other words, there's always going to be a fight. You look at the picture over here on the right side, number 9. You have a triangular city. You want to go make imaginary lines to measure the tchum. So what are you going to do? You're going to fight. That's what it's all going to come down to. Why? If we go, we do it this way, and that. If you can do whatever you want, if you make one of those sides as the fixed side, then you can walk only 2,000 amos from that edge. But if you would turn it a little bit differently and use another one of the three sides of the triangle as the fifth side, then you can walk on that other side much more. So everyone's going to fight, because everyone wants to be able to walk where they want to walk on Shabbos, and it'll always be an advantage to one and a disadvantage to someone else. So how do you avoid fights? Loy plug. You have a rule, halacha. This is the rule. The rule is no fighting. We're just going to have a set rule. We're going to follow the ruchoy sa'ilam. Take out a compass. Whatever it is, do east, do west, lodge London, you follow those rules and it will finish. You have no problem whatsoever. But let's say it happened and they were, when they first did this, they were not all such talmidei chachamim, and at that point in time there was peace among the people, and they decided whatever reason they wanted to go to a certain shul. There was a new celebrity that came to give a drasha on Shabbos, and they established a city, and he was the next town, and he just barely fit in the tchum. If you would assume that this side of the triangle is going to be the fixed portion and everything else is going to be relative to that side, and everyone accepted this. And that's the way the city was set up, and that's how they said that, the mailing, this is the Tchum Shabbos, and then all of a sudden that rabbi retires, he moves away, makes aliyah, and now there's no reason to go there, and the community develops, now everyone wants to go to all the other new neighboring communities to the right and left, and now there's a big machlekes, and they say, look, it says in Shulchan Aruch, that the way you're supposed to square out the city is based upon the northwest, east, south of the world. And we've done be doing it all wrong, all along. It's too late. This is not halacha. That's what the Shari Truth is telling us. This is convention. And if some reason you had another convention and everyone accepted it, so that's also halacha. That's also fine. Therefore, it's too late to change. Once it's been accepted, you cannot teach an old dog new tricks. That's the way it is. There's nothing you can do. I once had a Rebbe, and he always wanted to tell us that. And he didn't want us, he didn't want to say about himself that he's a dog. So he realized he was saying it, you can't teach, and then he realized, wait a minute, these are my Talmidim, it's not nice. It's not nice that I should say about myself I'm a dog. So he was like, struggling, what am I going to say here? How am I going to, for a new word, to exchange the word dog? So I don't remember what he did, but it just always sticks in my mind when I say that expression. But the Chassav, that's the Avalim Patsina, Ribu Shlo, Ribu Ha'ilam, Viskim Ibn Ha'ir, Lezeshu Ibn Ha'ir, Ilchol Shabbos, Amin from the Vles, from the Shabbat Shuvah, Mechuyam, Lashot, Lisha Ben Zom, Ven Yachu Yachu Lefresh, Metziva Loima, Echshav Li, Kirtzani, Ibn Lash, Yeskim, Bukol Yosh, Vechol, Tzayim, Lefen Acher, Ayin Shab. So the Yisoid of the Shabbat Shuvah is that this is not halacha. This is not halacha. North, west, south, east is convention, not halacha. Okay, let's go to Dalit. Let's say it was wider on one side, short on the other side. We look at it as if it was we square it out. If it we don't have a picture, we don't have a picture. Let's just leave it further. He doesn't give a picture, but if it was wide. If it was thinning out, so I guess it was like cutting like a triangle to a certain degree. We square out the sea. We'll see some of the rules in a moment, and then it's im haisa suikim in gam. What is a gam? That's the picture. The picture. What is that? That's an L, a sideways L. Everyone has all different ways to describe that image.
It's like an L.
It means a gamma.
A gamma.
Yeah, it's like an L.
But a gamma doesn't look like that. No.
Well,
that's the Gemara Masech. That's Gemara all over the shit. The Mishnah and Mishnah was done on the Kohen Gadol Kemin Gama. So what is a Gama? So in the new Gemaras they have like 20 Perushim, a new 20 Perushim illustrations. What is a Gama? When I was a child, we said Gama was an X. Yeah. No, that's not an X.
It's gamma rays.
Okay, whatever it is. But let's hear the Mishnah Berurah. Letters kinem gam oy keshes. If you turn the page, you have a lot of pictures. See keshes on another page. These are daf and gemara. This is coming along, not so far ahead. Now new machsa brachas. Soon you come to the erev, not so far ahead. A gamma, keshes. That is on the next page, number picture number one. If it was a keshes, im yesh bein shnei roshecha. Let's do one thing at a time. Let's just see the mishnah. We're going to go slow. Ches and tes. One thing at a time. Ches. Mishnah Brura Sif Katan Ches. Let's say we have a city. It's wide on one side, but it's thin on the other side. Haynu kishabo limdoid hatchum eitzel mokem hakotzar in moedim min hachayma ela moisifin mitchila al hu'ir ad sheyehe shavar im mokem harachav. You widen out the city. Like we learned before, 17 and 18, is there a picture here for 17 and 18? 18, not really. It's a different case. But basically the idea is like everything we've learned over here and all these pictures on this plotted circle, whether it's a triangle, a rectangle, all of these various pictures, we wind out the city. Okay, let's go to the next Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Ois Tes Kimin Gam Hu Ois Yevonis. It's a Greek letter. Vitzurasa Kimin Chaf Pshuta. Like an end chaf. An end chaf, which is, you take this and you turn it on, you turn it.
It's 19 on the next
page. You learn. Right. Number 19?
The top of the next two pages.
That's the Keshas.
No, the bottom. Number 19.
16, 17, 18, 19.
It's the top of the next
page. Zavis Yeshara Murbas.
It's the next one on the top. If you look at the top of the next page, right, go.
They have it over here.
Right.
They have it on the bottom.
No,
the shulchan aruch number 12. Picture number 12.
If you look at 19, it's okay. The angle. Top.
Uh-huh.
That's called shooting.
Okay. Fine, okay. So that is Kim and Gam. So what do we do? Same thing, we square out the Gam.
No. Okay. Doesn't look up.
Okay, whatever it is, we square the Gam. Now, Keshas. Okay, now let's go to Keshas. Let's finish up this Sif. Keshas. Oi Keshas, in Yesh Bein Shnei Roshecha Pochos Me'arba Alpay Ma'amo Moidi Lomin Hayeser. What is the yeser? Now, what's a keshes? The keshes is a bow and arrow. The keshes is the bow. The yeser is the string. You all know what a bow and arrow is. You put the arrow and you pull the arrow back on the yeser. So the yeser, you have to look at the picture on number 14 on the right. Number 14.
Right.
That thick
perpendicular. From
that thick black line, that arrow line on the bottom. That's the yeser. That's where the string would go. This city was a real bow. The keshes is the bow, and the yeser is the string that is on the inside of the bow. If the distance from the end, one end to the other end, is less than 4,000 amos, because we want to give from each end 2,000 amos, then we can square it out. And we can begin to measure. We can begin to measure from the picture number 15. Look at picture number. We have to compare picture number 15 with picture number 14. Now, notice there's nothing. No one is living inside that open area. It's a pure keshes. The city is arranged in this circular fashion. There's an empty space. Where do we measure the Tchum Shabbos? So if the distance from one end to the other end is less than 4,000 amos, like you see in picture number 15, then you can begin in the beginning measuring the 2,000 amos from the end of the imaginary line, the end of the imaginary yeser. But if the distance between one end and the other end is more than 4,000 amos, then you cannot measure for 2,000 amos from the end of the imaginary line. You measure 2,000 amos from inside the city itself. Let's just see inside all the details. A few more details. Less than 4,000. Then you measure the bowstring. It's if it's filled up, it's been squared out, and now you can measure 4,000. But let's say you have between one and the other end more than 4,000. Then you only measure the 4,000 amos from the keshes, not from the yeser. Hago v'yeshoimrim min hamokum shmiskatzer shama keshes she'ein boi arba alpayim v'yeshoim min hamokum shmiskatzer shama keshes. The place that's miskatzer, there is the keshes she'ein boi arba alpayim amo v'chol zeh she'yesh bein hakeshes v'hayeser. So he's saying another chiddush, which look at number 15 and number 16. He's showing where exactly is the 4,000 amos. Okay, this gets a little bit confusing. I can't figure this out. We'll have to leave for tomorrow. But let's just try to look at the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, let's just try to figure this out together. I don't know what this means. Let's look at Mishnah Berurah. Tes Vav. Tezayin. Min Hamakayim. What does this mean? V'yesha min Hamakayim. Shemiskatzer. The Svir Lehud. The after Berosh HaKeshes. Li Rochav Abba Alpayim. Yoyis. Even though the tip. Even though the bottom tip, it may be more than 4,000 amos, afilu hachi, it doesn't matter. Kevan shebe emtsa hakeshes, miskatzer, it narrows, ad she'ein dein zeh lezeh arba alpayim amos, nechshav al oisei makam kilim moli batim, umaschilim limdoit hualpayim, the 2,000 amos, af le'oisam shedorim begag hakeshes, along the roof of the keshes, rak me oisei makam ulahola, shemisham hoilach v'nisrachim yoisei me arba alpayim amos. So he's basically saying it like follows. There are two different ways to look at. Look at picture number 14 and 15 on the previous page. On the next page, there's 14 and 15. Now, obviously, okay, picture number 14, you see that the tip, this is the opinion of the Mechaber. And the Mechaber is very machmir. Very machmir. The Mechaber says, the way we're going to calculate the tchum for this city is look at the very extreme tip of the keshes. Measure from corner to corner. If there is more than 4,000 amos, no good. No good.
You only get 4,000.
But when do you measure 4,000 amos? You measure from tip
that's
to tip.
Like.
If you make that calculation from tip to tip and it's 4,000 amos, that means you lose everything inside. So where are you going to make your calculation of 2,000 amos? All the way up. You see where the arrow begins in picture number 14. Because we're measuring the 4,000 amos from the bottom tip. In picture number 14, we want to, where do we start to measure the 2,000 amos down? Okay, we're trying to figure out, we want to be able to walk from the end of the keshes, we want to be able to walk 2,000 amos. Where do we begin to measure the 2,000 amos?
The highest point in that arc.
So according to the opinion of the Mechaber, since this city is arranged in a very unusual configuration, it's a very unusual halacha. The logic is very difficult. When you learn Masechet Erevin, you learn all the logic in detail. But being that this city is in a unusual configuration, if we measure from tip to tip, and it's more than 4,000 amos, basically you're going to lose. The people who live at the end of the city are not going to be able to walk to measure 2,000 amos downwards. You're limited. The city is as a very limited tchum. The city is not able to walk down from the two tips on the left and the right side down 2,000 amos, because from corner to corner there's 4,000 amos, and that changes the tchum for this particular city. The Rama disagrees. The Rama says that the starting point to measure is in the inside of the keshes, where you begin to exceed 4,000 amos, because you don't necessarily exceed 4,000 amos until you get to, let's say halfway down. Obviously, towards the innermost part of the keshes, it's much less than 4,000 amos. So, according to the Ramah, the only time you were going to start to count that you're going to lose, you're going to count the Tum Shamas, is when you get to that point within the keshes where you now first exceed 2,000 amos. So the arrow, as you see in picture number 15, first begins much later on. And then the Ramah concludes, Aval in Ein Beinem Alpayim, if you don't have 2,000 amos, Moedim Cholo'inim in Ayesa, that's a given, you don't have 2,000 amos, then of course you're going to be able to measure from the tip, from the end to the whole modern, and that, and he wants to tell us that we're going to find